Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this week's First $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from a former real estate agent who now operates an educational platform to advise potential investors. Hey friends, hey listeners, welcome to Side Hustle School. So great to have you here. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Today's episode 2613. I am just as excited now as I was when I started the podcast, which was on episode one. Fun fact, how that works. But I've actually got some more experience, maybe a little wisdom now. Well, let's not overstate it. But the point is, I'm happy to make this podcast for you every day. So thanks for being here. And in this particular segment, we're always looking at how somebody gets going, how they actually get to this revenue point of $1,000, and then usually much more. But I want to help you get to the revenue point of $1,000 and then $10,000 and beyond and such. And it's just often more relatable and also very actionable to go from zero to 1,000. So that's why we do it this way. How do they make this happen? What did it feel like? What they learn? Each story kind of hits on some different points. So we don't always get every point in every story, but hopefully there'll be something interesting, inspirational, maybe even something for you to take away or apply to your own thinking, which might be a totally different idea, even a totally different industry. But I want to help our listeners take action. So let's hear this story today from Michael. I'll come back with a few words at the end.
Hello, I'm Michael, and I've spent the last few years developing an online platform where I share insights and knowledge about real estate investment. It's important to know that while I provide educational content, I don't offer specific investment advice or endorse particular real estate deals. My goal is to empower individuals with the knowledge to make informed decisions. When I started, my aim was to demystify real estate investment. I noticed a gap in accessible, understandable information for average people interested in real estate. So I began by creating content that explained the basics, types of real estate investments, market analysis, risk assessment, and the importance of location and timing. Monetizing my platform started with affiliate marketing. I partnered with reputable real estate and financial education platforms, where I earned a commission for referrals. I was careful to partner with only organizations that shared my educational ethos. I also implemented a subscription model for in-depth content, like detailed market analysis and comprehensive guides. Pricing this was challenging. I settled on a two-tier system, a basic subscription at $10 per month for general content and a premium subscription at $25 per month for specialized materials. Marketing my services required a lot of time and effort. I leveraged SEO to increase the visibility of my blog, targeting keywords related to real estate investment education. Social media, particularly LinkedIn, was invaluable for connecting with my audience. A crucial aspect to my approach was a disclaimer, similar to what I had already mentioned. Every piece of content I produced carried a note explaining that the information was for educational purposes and shouldn't be taken as specific investment advice. I constantly remind my audience of the importance of conducting their own research and consulting with professional advisors before making any investment decisions. One of the most rewarding aspects of this venture was the feedback from my audience. For instance, a subscriber emailed me to share how my content helped her understand the risks and potential of real estate investment, leading her to make more informed decisions about her investment portfolio. From this experience, I've learned a few key lessons. Firstly, transparency builds trust. Being upfront about the nature of my content and my intentions has been critical. Secondly, there's a significant demand for high-quality educational content in niche areas like real estate investment. And finally, diversifying income streams is vital in the digital content space. For anyone looking to start a similar venture, focus on providing value through education. Understand your audience, communicate clearly, and maintain ethical standards in all your content.
All All right, Michael, thanks so much for telling us about your first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. There is something out there for you as well. I passionately believe that after working in the world of side projects and income generating endeavors and such for more than two decades, and then just hearing stories, countless stories of our listeners starting projects, growing projects, there's something out there for you as well. I want to help you find it or help you grow it, whatever it is. Let me know how we can help. Tell us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. The notes are at sidehustleschool.com/2613 for today. And of course, new episode out tomorrow, 7 days a week, always completely free. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.